Welcome to Pred Wings Podcast, where Smashville and Hockey Town collide. And now your hosts, Brett and Ron White and D-Law Dan Lawless.
Welcome to Pred Wings Podcast. We've reached episode 88. It's a showtime episode.
I like that.
If you kind of like 88, you know, guys, see showtime. What I did?
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
So you can get us on our social media, Pred Wings Podcast on Facebook, Discord, Instagram. We're at X and YouTube at Pred Wings Pod. And our email is predwingspodcast@gmail.com. And we got a huge week coming up here. It's you know, just probably be a playoff show because there's a lot of big week for a lot of teams this week coming up. But before we jump into it, I remember last week we were talking about the 18 game streak and everything. I just wanted to follow up on some of the point streaks and what some of these teams are. There's been a lot of streaks, a lot of teams with streaks, you know, over 15. I'm just going to.
Detroit was on a nice losing streak there for a bit.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as in the history, and you know, I'm only going to mention three of them right offhand, kind of like newer ones. Well, because I wanted to. I was wondering what after these big teams with the big win streaks, what happened after when their streak ended? What did they go on a losing streak or did they continue? You know, did they go back on a win streak?
So you're really diving into this, like getting a little science project.
So I did a little research and Chicago had back in 2012-13, they had a 24 game point streak ended. And then they end up with two losses, and then they end up with three wins. So they kind of bounce back.
What did they
do
that season at the end of the year?
I don't remember. 2013, I think that was that might have been one of their years. I don't remember.
Well, we got to look it up.
I don't remember now.
I'll look that up. You keep going.
And then Carolina, and I guess it was last year, 22-23, they had that 17-game streak, 15-0-2. And then that ended with four losses. One was a shootout loss. So they
win the cup that year in 2013.
Okay, I thought that does yeah. That didn't sound kind of.
So I guess their streak really helped them get to the promised land.
Well, it's not helping the Predators, but
25 game win streak.
No, they had an 18 in Carolina. That wasn't a win streak. It was a point streak. Points, not win streak, point streak. But Carolina, you know, like I said last year, their 17-game streak, they ended up going on a little slide with four losses. And then one that hits home to you guys, I don't know, you probably remember, but this is where it ties in with the Predators. 2005-2006, Detroit had a 20-game streak. And guess who ended it?
Nashville Predators.
Preds won 6-3. It was on the last day of the regular season, and
did not win the cup that year.
It was a 17-0-3 streak. Three more OT losses. They were the Preds, Columbus, and Chicago. And some little history. I know it's kind of old, but this shows you how old. In the 6-3 game, that was in Nashville. And, oh, wow, it was a penalty-filled game. So Draper had a goal. He scored the first goal. And then Paul Kariya for the Predators, you remember him, he actually had a hat trick this game.
Did they get him from Anaheim?
Yeah, I believe he was a free agent signing.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay, I didn't know if you traded for him.
And there were two. They actually scored six straight, four more in the second period. The first two were probably goals. Martin Erat, you remember he was involved in that Forsberg trade.
Yep.
He was still holding, and he kind of failed. And then Legwan, he scored the fourth one. And then in the third period, you know, Kariya and Sillinger, and then Detroit ended up with two probably goals. Mikhail Samuelson, I'm sure you remember him, and Jason Williams. That was their third goal. That was probably garbage. It was 1750 left at the 1750 mark. So the Preds sparked with those six straight goals. And
who's in net? Howard?
And just about ready to get to that. The goaltenders, Chris Osgood.
Was it Ozzy?
And the Predators had Chris Mason, and they're both commentators now. Chris Mason is the analyst for the Preds TV, and we all know Chris Osgood does the studio. And I think he does do some analysts.
He'll travel with Mick here and or Ken now and again when Mickey doesn't go.
Yeah, but I mean, this it looks like it was. They actually had delay game penalties back then. That might have been one of the first. I think that started earlier than that. I think Maltby got one of those. But I mean, there was just Schneider. Let's see. It was just filled.
You get a delay game covering the puck in the crease.
Well, it says puck over glass.
It says puck over glass.
And then, let's see, looks like Scott Walker. He was a Predator. He had a double minor for high sticking. So again, and then Shanahan early in the second, he had a double minor for high sticking.
Scott Walker?
I don't know. Who knows? That was in another period. And then... It looked like there's a little roughing hard on Samuelson, had a roughing and towards late in the second. And then, let's see, Jordan Tutu, remember him.
Is he a Red Wing or a Predator in this game?
He was a Predator. That was before he left. That was when he just started. Let's see. And then there's a lot of stuff happening at the 13:06. Let's see. Scott Nickel got a misconduct and a roughing and a hooking. And then Daniel Cleary, he got a roughing and a misconduct. So they're probably just trying to get him out of the game. And then Danny Markov, I don't remember him. He got an interference late. But, yeah, so there's a lot of – there wasn't any fights, some roughings. But yeah, it was kind of fun to look at all these old names. Franzen was playing. He didn't had nothing. He had one shot. He had one shot in that game.
Yeah, he was battling some pretty bad injuries too.
Chris Chelios was playing. He had played almost 13 minutes in that game, so he was still. Cronwell, he played over 20 minutes, but Matthew Schneider actually had the most ice time for the Wings. He had 25 minutes. Let's see who had the most ice time for the Predators. Dan Hamhuis. Oh, God. He was 25 minutes. So, yeah, I just had to bring that up. I must have just rolled into my recaps.
You boned us.
Oh, no. Well, the first game, Boston. I figured it would be a loss, but, I mean, they were actually hanging with them. It was scores game to the third period, and Boston ended up winning 3-0. St. Louis game, it was a little better for the Predators, even though the refs were giving a lot of calls again, especially late. And this game was on ESPN. And I just want to tell you, the ESPN announcers were just pathetic. You're so pathetic. They just got no business being in the press box. Bucha Gross was one of them, and Callahan, who couldn't hang in the NHL anymore, so he had to retire. And they just
good seasons like
they were just talking. They didn't say all they were talking about was the Blues. I mean, the Blues were kind of taking it to the Predators a little bit, but the Predators, I mean, they were playing pretty good. I mean, they didn't really get the destroyed. The Predators end up winning this game 6-3. I think one or two of them were empty net goals, I believe, anyway. But it's just the announcers. I thought they were the Blues announcers. They just kept talking about the Blues, and it's like they would get really excited. And then when the Predators scored, they was like, oh, you scored a goal. And it's like, it's just, I don't know. I was just appalled at these announcers and everything, and it wasn't a bad game. I mean, they did bounce back after that loss. It was like three game losing streak after the 18 game win point streak. They, you know, they hit the Boston was the third one loss, and that time kind of come out and beat St. Louis and get back on the win. But then they had to go to the Islanders, and I wasn't able to see this game.
One game that I was actually really, really pulling for you guys, like actively cheering, the one game, and now you explain what happened.
Well, they couldn't score. They couldn't score. Apparently, they had 94 shot attempts. And like 41 shots on goal, and they couldn't beat the goaltender. They make goalies look good. And I'm just Barlamov was in that. Apparently, he's been playing really well as of late. So that's probably. But I mean, Patrick Waugh's got them playing. You know, I don't know what their record was when he took over. He's got them playing really good hockey. And then that moved us into the earlier game that just actually finished against New Jersey. Not a bad game. New Jersey scored on the first shot on goal. The Preds kept, you know, they kept battling back. It was actually pretty entertaining game. You know, the Preds had to battle back twice. They just killed off. They called a holding penalty late, 3 seconds left in the second period. It was a penalty. He was holding them. He had a stick. He had his arm kind of wrapped around him. I think it was on Hershey.
Nico Hershey.
Yeah. He was on the boards, kind of near the corner, and he was trying to get by him. And all he can do is, all the Pred had to do is, he had his arm in front of him to stop him, and it was a hold, so you can't do that, especially 3 seconds left. I don't know if he knew the time, but you got to be smarter. You know, 3 seconds left, he's going to the corner, probably not going to be able to, with 3 seconds, probably not going to be able to get a good scoring chance anyway. But so they, the Devils had the power play to start third period, Preds killed it off, and then right after the penalty, Saros kind of stopped it. It was like a dump in right near the crease. He kind of stopped it and left it behind the net a little bit. He was still in the goal. He just kind of took a stick and kind of tapped it back to leave it for, I believe it was Yossi McDonough was out there. It was supposed to leave for him, and I don't know if things got crossed up, but the Devils were attacking, and it was great, great forecheck by them. Get the puck, and they ended up scoring a goal, crashing the net after he kind of put it up back out in front a little bit. But the Preds kept battling back. They ended up getting a power play. Then the Devils, actually, they got a delay game for puck over glass. I think it was Nemec, the defenseman, the young defenseman for the Devils. He was in the midair. He just tipped it with his puck with stick, and it went over the glass, and it's a penalty. So that was 1 second left in the penalty. So the Predators end up with a power play, and Luca Benjelica ended up a nice goal, right inside the top bar. Actually hit the back bar, the top bar, and that's in the back of the net. He actually hit that and tied the game. And that's actually one thing I believe that they talked about in the GM meetings is the delay game and that kind of situation, which shouldn't be because he didn't actually shoot it over. He kind of deflected. It was in midair, and he got a stick up. I don't know why he would do that anyway, because he would have been high stick anyway. It hit a stick and went over the glass. I think that's one of the things that they're going to change next year as far as – I don't think that would be a penalty. Obviously it still is now. But and they should, because it's – yes, it's over the glass, but he didn't actually shoot it over the glass. But for now, it's still – penalty, and as far as the rules concerned, so It wasn't one of those penalties that was kind of could have been, or you know, could have not been called. So this game ended overtime. It was just an exciting overtime, nonstop. I don't think there might have been one stoppage. Both teams back and forth. Preds end up getting the power play right at the tail end, like 30 seconds left. Forsberg drew the penalty, and they actually gave up a shorthanded break with like 10 seconds left. Saros, huge save to force it to a shootout, and then Saros stopped all three, and Ryan O'Reilly scored in the shootout. Just iced the win for the Predators, so a nice little comeback. That was actually would have been their first. They technically didn't have a lead. Because you know they won the game of shootout, but they didn't have a lead in this game, so that's kind of nice to see, and so that's my four games for this week, and it's just gonna get bigger for the Preds this week and other ones, but looks like the Wings, I think they have three games this week.
Yeah, we had three. You know, it wasn't the worst stretch of hockey that I've seen Detroit have. You know, Showtime in the first game against, you know, we went to Tampa Bay, and Showtime started the scoring out. Speaking of Showtime in 88, he starts the scoring off in the second. First period was really actually not too bad. It was a good back and forth. You know, it was close. I was kind of excited and happy to see what I saw. Detroit came out, you know, 4-2, got the win. Raymond, he keeps improving, 25 goals, you know, in this point. Larkin got his 31st assist. One of the things that I hate shorthanded goals. To me, that's just lazy hockey, not getting back, you know, not, you know, pinching too hard. But they gave up a freaking shorthanded goal. Tampa Bay's second goal is, you know, that kind of, you know how the Capitals, they have that pass to Ovechkin just outside the face-off dot? Well, that's Stamkos. Same exact play, two different people, and he gets a power play goal. Detroit's power play, Detroit's penalty kill, they've just been really, you know, really, really struggling as of late. And I'm not sure what, you know, what the answer is. I mean, that's supposed to be Tanguay's, like, baby, and it's just not working right now. And he's had his streaks up and down. Like, I'm not going to throw the coach under the bus or anything like that. I'm not going to get crazy like I've done in the past. But, you know, I'm happy they came out with a win, and they controlled the game. You know, Raymond's goal was an empty net, but it was a good game. You know, they battled well. They were attacking those 50-50 pucks, and I was not, I guess, disappointed in their play. Could have been much worse. Next game, New York Rangers. This was an incredible game. Detroit hung with New York the entire game, and they ended up losing, you know, 4-3. And it was a hard fought game, but Dila, my problem with this is, at the end of the game, with I forget how many seconds left, not many seconds left. I guess there was like 10 minutes left, but Ben Chiarot gets the puck on a stick behind the net. He's able to skate it. He's got 5 or 6 feet. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, and it's very quick in hockey, but he had a clear opportunity to dump the puck down the ice, and instead he tries to do some, like, I don't even know what it was. It was some kind of like a stick handle thing and like a backwards pass thing. It was bizarre, but because he didn't clear the puck, they were able to get it into the slot, wide open shot, you know, easy goal. So Chris Kreider, you know, sealed the deal, you know, 4-3 victory over Detroit. Now, this game, if this had happened 2 months ago, I would have been saying, man, you know what? That was a good game. Detroit battled. You know, they fought. They were going after the puck. They hung with arguably the best hockey team in the NHL. And they played well. I'm happy about that. But unfortunately, their big 7-game losing streak made it so that, yeah, I do care now. And Detroit fans care now because that game meant more than anything. Like, we needed that game. I mean, we need every game moving forward. So, you know, we took the hard loss there, you know, 4-3. It was a good game. It was a good game. One area that I really want to point out that has been very strong for Detroit as of late are their faceoffs. Excuse me. You know, this game, they won 58% of the faceoffs. That's pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take it all day long. They were throwing their body around. They don't usually do that. You know, they had 23 hits to 18 from New York. Now, I'm not saying that New York couldn't. I'm not saying New York let up or didn't let up. I'm not saying they didn't play hard. It was a good-looking, fast-paced game, and I'm happy the way that they played. I'm disappointed in the outcome. Again, we need all the wins that we can get. We're going to move into today's game. You know, I've got the Sabres game today. It was a good game. It was another good game. Detroit played well the entire game. You know, a couple of bad turnovers, you know, one leading to the only goal for Buffalo. But Detroit played well. You know, it got a little testy at times. Detroit stood in there. There's a couple of fights. Valeno fought. Petrie fought. I don't know why he fought, but that wasn't very pretty at all. Valeno's was pretty good. He held his own. He held his own pretty good.
Kind of like Forsberg fighting. Although Petrie's a little bit more of a fighter.
No, he's not. Forsberg would handle Petrie with no problem.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Petrie's a defenseman, right?
Yeah, it was not good. It was not pretty. But, yeah, I mean, Detroit came out, and, you know, they played well. Showtime got another one. He's got 20 on the season. Lucas Raymond started it out 53 seconds into the game. You know, he's got 26 on the season. Like, you can't be upset about it. Larkin finally gets a power play. I'm not saying finally he gets a goal, but finally the power play has come through and done something. Larkin gets pretty much the game solidifying goal late in the first period. You know, Detroit's up 3-0 at this point, and then a silly turnover again in the defensive zone on the penalty kill. Tage Thompson gets an easy goal, wide open. Puck should have been shot down the ice. This game here, though, well, Buffalo is not the same caliber team as a New York Rangers, but Buffalo's kind of come alive at the right time here, and you know they're playing much better. I mean, they had 38 shots this game. The difference in this game was Alex Lyon. Alex Lyon played phenomenal hockey. He's been playing phenomenal hockey throughout the last three games. The team in front of him just needs to be a little bit better. We got to fine-tune. You know, passing is still kind of an issue. The dumping and chasing, there's not as much chase as there is dump. And I get, obviously, you're going to retreat sometimes. But they still won 50% of the faceoffs. You know, there's still, you know, the faceoffs are huge, especially at key points in the game. And Detroit missed three empty nets, but they were all off face-off wins in the third period. So, you know, it was a good game. And another thing, if you watch this game, something that Detroit, you know, I don't want to say they haven't been good at it. Nashville, I think, is good at this, and that's blocking shots. Detroit just, you know, Sider is usually good for 5 or 6 a game, but there's just too many clear shots to the net. And this game here, while Buffalo still managed to get 38 shots on goal, Detroit was able to block 27 of them.
Well, the Islanders were a lot better at blocking shots last night.
Well, sure they were, because they wanted to screw Detroit, and they did. But my thing is that Detroit, it feels kind of like they want to make the playoffs, and I doubted it, and I still don't think they will. And I'm not saying that to be a doubter, but there's just, you know, Pittsburgh, like you've mentioned, is hot. the Islanders, which I've talked about already, and how Nashville didn't help us. You know, they're playing hot. They're in the third in the Metro right now. And, you know, they're just, you know, there's in Washington, another team that's just not letting up. Ovechkin has just come alive this time of the year, and he's putting that team on his back and carrying them. So, I mean, Detroit's got to figure this out.
Well, Washington lost overtime tonight.
Well, that's good. I mean, that helps, but it still hurts that they got a point because every point
it was
right now.
It was to Ottawa, too. And, I mean, I don't want to interrupt your recap, so.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I don't mind when you jump in. But, you know, it feels like Detroit might want to try something here because, you know, they're playing halfway decent hockey. They're sacrificing the body. They're playing a little bit more physical, a little bit more of an edge. You know, and they're starting to put some points on the board, which they've been struggling to do. So, you know, kind of watch out. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm still skeptical, leaning doubtful, but there's still a possibility, and I'm going to cheer them on no matter what. But, yeah, we have to have a good stretch of hockey coming up here, or it's just not going to be good. That's my recap there, D-Law. That's what I got for this week. Bring him out of the box.
Okay, right at the end there. Oh, and I should have mentioned this during the Preds. Before we jump into some playoff stories, race, do you believe that Forsberg hasn't practiced since February 19th? And maybe that's... I wouldn't suggest that to anybody, to any hockey player, but, I mean... He just, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know hockey players are kind of superstitious, so maybe he didn't practice once, and then he starts scoring, and then so he's like, no, I don't think I'm going to practice. So I don't know. I just had to, I thought that was an interesting thing. I don't know what your take is on that or not.
They haven't locked anything up yet, have they?
Not officially.
So where is he?
Well, he's playing, but he hasn't practiced since February.
So Forsberg has been playing, but he hasn't actually played.
He hasn't practiced since February. He hasn't practiced since February 9th.
Right, he's playing.
But he's playing at a high level. And he's I don't remember how what the goals. He's like ridiculous amount of points. Like
he's playing good, huh? 30,
I'm not 40 gonna... points or something like that. And in the last whatever game, so I just
trying to save him for something.
I don't know if it's him that's deciding not to practice, or
I hope not, because that's kind of a
because I don't know. I just heard that the other day they just said he hasn't practiced since February 19th. So I don't.
You're gonna have to
I mean,
do some homework on that and get some, do some digging.
So I mean, he's got 87 points. 43 goals. Let's see. In the last five games, he's only got 3 goals.
There's got to be a reason. There has to be. Because, I mean, like...
It's not... He wasn't... He hasn't...
Like Wayne Gretzky never wanting to practice, or...
That,
like a
yeah.
Cow, like,
that's... Beats. That's why I said that I wouldn't suggest any of these hockey players to do that. But, I mean, it just... It's a good thing he is producing, because if he wasn't, and you'd be thinking, well, if you're not producing, you're not
injury. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. He's got to be.
No, he wasn't. Well, he wasn't officially injured this year. Well, he's played 77 games this year. 77 games, and they've played 78, so he's missed one game. So it's not like he was injured like the last couple of years. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I got a little bit of a new story, but that can probably let's go into the playoff race first, because this it's getting interesting. I guess we could start in the West, because the East is pretty wild. The Wild Wild East. Usually it's the Wild Wild West. the West is pretty exciting, pretty interesting, but not nearly as much as the East. So, you know, Dallas and Colorado, they're playing as right now. Colorado has a 1-0 lead so far. This is a huge game. And I said it the other day. I don't know if I said it on the air. But whoever wins this game, I believe, is going to win the Central Division, even though Dallas has a 3-point lead. Dallas just lost after they had that 8-game win streak. And then you got, you know, Winnipeg is solidly in third, which, you know, the Predators are going to be able to catch them now because of that little 3-game streak, losing streak.
Vancouver. What's Shane been doing? I'm just curious really quick. Has he been having a good season, do you know? I know he was with the Preds and not with them anymore.
I don't think he's doing too bad.
That's what I was thinking. I remember you talking about him a couple of times. We never really...
Live update, it's now 1-1. He's got 25 goals. That was his 25th goal that he just scored. Okay. Whoever wins this game is probably going to win the division. It's in Colorado. Dallas does have a 3-point lead. So if Dallas wins this game, they're obviously, I think, you know, they're going to go up by 5, and that, you know, they only have four games. Both teams have 4 games after this. So that's a little bit too, that's why it's a huge game for Colorado. If Dallas wins this game, they haven't officially clinched, but they pretty much will. If Colorado wins, they'll pull within a point. I think that'll spark them. I haven't really looked at their schedule, so I don't know who they got. I know Dallas has Buffalo after this game tonight. But then, you know, I already mentioned Winnipeg with 100. They got third lockdown. The Predators could have had a chance at third if they didn't have that 3-game losing streak there. Vancouver, they're all of a sudden they're in a race for the Pacific, 102 points. Edmonton's right behind them with 102 or 99. They played 76. Edmonton doesn't play until Wednesday against Vegas. Can't believe they've only played 76. Then you got the Kings. They're kind of flipping with Vegas right now. 93. Vegas was 92, and then with the Predators win tonight, that moved to 94. So they pretty much Minnesota is hanging on. They're not officially eliminated until Vegas gets to 93, and then St. Louis, they're obviously just about done. I think the Predators get one more point and they'll clinch. And Vegas has to get to 95. Vegas will need 3 more points before St. Louis is eliminated. So West is pretty much decided amongst the playoff teams. And St. Louis needs a miracle. But, you know, Vegas, so it's just a matter of positioning in the West. But then we move over to the East side. This is exciting. Boston, they're still holding on. I think
nobody wants to take anything.
Well, Boston beat Florida the other day for that. Pretty much will wrap up, I think, the division because they got a five point lead over now. Toronto, they're sitting solid with third. Tampa Bay could have tied them. But they lost. Was Detroit the other day?
Yeah.
And they thought they lost this. No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that could have tied them at the time. But Toronto did win. So they got their 4 points out of Tampa Bay. So it looks like Tampa Bay will park some for a wild card. The Rangers, they're holding steady. They're 110. So they probably.
The President's Trophy
along with Dallas. I kind of would like to see Boston get it because the President's Trophy jinx. But I don't know. But anyway, I think Boston did that last year, right?
And yeah, they had that. Like,
Florida, crazy NHL Florida, last year Florida just barely snuck in. And now this year they're battling for their division. Well, until the other day. And that was an overtime. Overtime loss to Boston. Carolina's, they're 5 points behind the Rangers, but they pretty much have second lockdown. But this is where it starts heating up. You got 2 spots left, and you got 6 teams realistically fighting eight teams still mathematically allow in there, but six teams realistically. The Islanders, for the moment, are in third in the Metro with 85. But they're battling with Philadelphia. Washington is in their division two, I believe. So the Islanders, Washington, Philadelphia are all battling for that third spot in the Metro. Islanders have 85 because of that win last night. And then you got, Detroit's right now with that win earlier, holding the second spot with 84. And then you got. Pittsburgh. That's the new Pittsburgh song. Guess who's back? I don't know how far they out were. I think they actually weren't in a playoff spot. Last time they were in a playoff spot was in November. So they were so far back that they were sellers at trade deadline. They traded Gensel. And could you imagine if they would have held, they might not have gone through that run. Who knows? But if they'd have Gensel right now, their goaltenders, Jerry got sick, and Ned has been playing now, and Ned's been, Nedeljkovic, he's been red hot, which has been sparking their team.
Of course he has.
He couldn't do that with Detroit. Well, he wasn't bad with Detroit, but it seems like that's always the case.
Detroit kills goalies.
Well, so does the Predators. Devin Cooley, the ex. Well, I don't think he actually played in the Predators, but he got his first win in San Jose. So he was in the Predators farm, and then Ingram was a Predator. And they lost him on waivers, and look what he's doing in Arizona now. So that's all I'm gonna say about that. You got Penguins, Capitals, Flyers all with 83, and then New Jersey and Buffalo 79. So they're pretty much, they need a lot of help, but it's going to be a wild week. I think Detroit's got some games against Washington coming up, and Pittsburgh. So those are going to be some huge games. So
those are going to be break it, I feel like, for the wild card spots.
So there's going to be a lot of decided for next week's show. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but who knows what next week is going to look like. But so with breaking down all the playoff races and stuff, or playoff, all the points and stuff, predictions on where we think they're going to finish. So I'll start with mine, so I'll let you fill yours in. But I think, obviously Boston, after that big win against Florida, I think they're going to take the Atlantic, and then Florida and Tampa Bay, although actually I filled this in earlier. So I think my predictions, I think I got to go back with Toronto for that one, just because I originally filled this out before that. The Tampa Bay loss, I thought they were going to win that game. So, and then obviously the Rangers, I think, they're going to win the Metro. Carolina, I think the Islanders are going to end up finishing third in their division, and Tampa Bay is going to take the Western Conference one. And I know, I hate to say it, but Pittsburgh's, they're peaking right now. They're playing really good. I think they'll take the second. They got a lot of, there's a lot of teams that are been, like we just mentioned, Washington, Detroit. I don't think Philadelphia just lost a huge game. I just don't think they're good. So I have to go with Pittsburgh, the hot hand. And then in the West, I got to say whoever wins this game could be between Colorado and Dallas. I put Colorado. As far as prediction for who's going first, and then Dallas. So obviously I predict Colorado, but whoever wins this game tonight is going to win the Central, and then the loser will finish second, and then obviously Winnipeg, because they're pretty much decided. I think Vancouver, although Edmonton is making a push, but I think Vegas, they're going to end up taking that second spot. And Edmonton will take the third Pacific, and Nashville, I think, they did fall back to second two, But they would, I think they're going to end up taking the first wild card, and then I think the Kings will end up sneak, obviously hold on a second, because that's pretty much the teams. Edmonton could very well take the Pacific, but I just think Vegas does have a huge game coming up against, I believe, both Vancouver and Edmonton. I just think Vegas, you know, and they got some injured players, but I just think they're going to somehow take that second spot in the Pacific.
Well, I'm pretty close to you. I'm just going to rattle through what I have here. I've got the top same three you do, Boston, Florida, Toronto for the Atlantic. But the Metro, I've got the Rangers, Carolina, and Pittsburgh. I think that Pittsburgh's going to squeak out the Islanders, and I think we'll see Tampa Bay and Detroit is my guess. And I think that's what you'll have in the East. The West, same teams, just different order. I'm going Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg. They're all playing great. And then I went Vancouver, Edmonton, L.A., Nashville, and Vegas as the two wild cards. I think Nashville's going to get that first wild card, and I think Vegas will get the second.
Wow, I mean, the Kings, I just think Vegas is a little bit better than the Kings.
Consideration who they're going to be getting back and stuff once the...
Well, that'll be the playoffs, but that's another thing, another story coming. But the Islanders are, you know, as long if Varlamov can stay hot and their defense is playing pretty good, they, I mean, like I said, they gave up a lot of shot attempts to the Predators. What's a shot attempt, too? Predators did have 41 shots, but if they had 94 shot attempts and no 41 shot, that's, obviously, I don't know, do wide shots count as a shot attempt? Post hits, I don't know how many post hits they had, but 33 block shots for the Islanders.
That's pretty decent.
So, I mean, they can keep doing that. I mean, you don't want to give up a lot of shots, but I mean, if they keep playing like that, there's no doubt they'll be in, you know, the third spot.
Sure.
The Pittsburgh and the Islanders, they play each other the last day. I think it's like the 17th or something. Over after Nashville plays home, the 17th. Yeah, the last game of the season is in New York, so that. It might come down to that game, so you know it's a wild playoff, this is the kind of playoffs race that you want. I mean, you want exciting. You don't want, you know, the last week and have everything all decided, and then you're sitting players, and you know you want every game matters, and to be really excited, and because I haven't really watched a lot of other teams other than the Predators and Wings this year, but it makes me want to watch all these other games like Dallas, Colorado. That always interests me anyway because it's a division game, but like some of the Eastern Conference teams that I don't really think about, you know, it's like I want to like watch those because it's so exciting. It's like, oh, who's going to win? Who's going to take that playoff spot? So. Right. So it's just it's good for the game, and it's something that, you know, you need to counter Bettman's crappy no fighting crap with this kind of stuff. So
not only just that, the other thing that pisses me off is I don't like the format of the playoffs. Because you could be the best in your division and you'd like never really truly continuously have the advantage like it used to be.
Yeah, I like the wild card idea, but I don't like the old style 1 through 8. You know.
Yep, me too. Then 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, yada yada yada, all the way down.
And it's sort of like that now with the wild cards, but not like, you know, the 2 and 3 in a division play. It's like a mini tournament, you know, before, because if you did like the top 8, you wouldn't have Florida Toronto playing. If it was the top 8, you would have, you know, the Rangers would be in first, and And then you got Boston and Carolina, and it's just like, it would be, Detroit would be playing the Rangers in the first round, if it would be held now. And instead of Florida, Toronto playing like it is now, well, they would still be playing because they're 4 or 5. But Carolina and the Islanders, Carolina would be 3rd seed, Islanders would be 7th seed. So the Islanders would be playing Boston, not Carolina, if it ended today. So it's got its advantages, it's got its disadvantages. Dude liked the wild card in some aspect. I just wish they would find a way to, like, it's the 2-3 seed in that kind of, like, I guess they did it for division to create that, you know, you got the division rivals and they wanted to create rivalries. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it just beating a dead horse. And so I just wanted to, you know, now we got the kind of playoff race kind of run down before we head into, I don't know, do some suspensions that Ron will be going through. I don't know if I saw any. But the Coyotes are back in the NHL news as far as there's a state land auction, Arizona, that the Coyotes are going to be bidding on, and they're planning to win that to get that land. And they're going to build, they still want to build an entertainment district and arena, and they still are committed to do it without taxpayer money. And the land auction is on June 27th. So stay tuned for that. It's a $68.5 million appraisal of the land that they're going to be bidding on, 95 acres. I think the arena proposal was 2.1, unless that's the old plan. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with this land auction. They're committed to winning it June 27th. So we'll just have to wait and see what develops later this summer. See what happens.
They're a train wreck. Bettman's just got to let them go. Let them go to, like, Houston. Let them go to, you know,
back to Utah. As in the news about that, I guess. Is Utah or Idaho?
Yeah, both of them, I think, are big hockey areas. But just let them go. But that's not going to happen, not at least in my lifetime.
Well, if they can win, if they get this land auction, and it's going to be privately funded, so then. But they are, as far as on ice product, they're playing pretty good. I don't, you know, it's a good thing they're out of a playoff spot, because they'd be a scary team. And they got, and you know, and that, and they're, you know, the next couple of years they're going to be wherever they are, if they're still in Arizona or whoever. But you know, they got a young core, and they got Connor Ingram, and don't know who their goal attender is. Vemelka, I believe it is, or did he go?
No, I think he's still there.
So, I mean, they got some goaltending, and they got some good young players and good scorers, good young scorers. So they're going to be a team to reckon with in the Central Division in the next few years. So I don't know what happened to them this year, if they had injuries or they just fell flat, or maybe the goaltending didn't really start, don't get going until, you know, the last couple months, because I don't really follow them, except for when they play the Predators. But yeah, they're a scary team. I hate to say it, because I don't want to see them up in the top of the division, but I think...
Well, if they played the Preds every game, they would be.
Probably would be, because I think Preds got one win against them this year. So I think next on the list is...
Fines and suspensions?
Yeah, I don't think there's too many.
What we have now is a fine, Evander Kane slashing.
What else is new?
5,000. No, I know. Him and Perry went at it on the bench.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Weren't they teammates at one time?
Yeah. Or no? They were. Apparently, rumor is that it came from Evander Kane's lack of, like, effort.
Oh, sounds like Eichel.
A little bit.
I guess when you're a star, well, he isn't really a star. I mean, not like Eichel. Well, I guess Kane has scored some big goals in his career, though. So I guess if you're a big star,
he
you can.
He flashes now and again.
If you're a big star in the league, you can have the right to be kind of lazy and not give it all.
No, that's never happened.
All right, so I guess we can roll into some, I guess Pred Wings 10 is next.
I mean, mine pretty much is going to be exactly what I put as my predictions, to be honest.
Yeah, I got the Rangers on moving up to the first spot. And then Dallas, Colorado, and Boston, Florida, Carolina, Vancouver, Edmonton, Vegas, and then I got the Penguins moving at number 10. So they came out of nowhere. I don't think I had them in my Pred Wings 10 all season. And then obviously Toronto and the Kings are dropped out, probably just on the verge of end.
For me, I'm going to go Rangers, Boston, Dallas, Carolina, Vancouver, Florida, Colorado, Winnipeg, Edmonton, and... You know, I'm going to round it out with Toronto with special mention to Nashville and Tampa Bay.
Oh, well, the Predators have been sliding. Like I mentioned, the last couple of weeks, I just think they're peaking too early. I mean, they did get a win, shootout win against New Jersey tonight, but, you know, they lost. They did beat the Blues, which the game they should have won anyway. And then, you know, they dropped almost two. They dropped. You know, the Islanders won, and if they're kind of like solidified as far as what spots, I don't think we match up well against Colorado or Vancouver. As of right now, if the playoffs started now, they would have to play Vancouver. And, I mean, they would be a little bit, I think, more of a chance against Vancouver. Vancouver is a good, solid team. You know, they do only have 9 losses at home. So, you know, home ice is huge. But against Dallas, I mean, I know they're division games, but I just don't think they match up well. I just don't think, compared to the Penguins, you know, the Penguins are peaking right now. They make the playoffs. I don't know if they will go deep. Because they'd have to play Boston, probably, or actually the Rangers. Or, well, if the Boston can catch the Rangers, they're only 3 points behind them. I just think, you know, the difference between Pittsburgh, the Predators, and the Penguins right now, you know, obviously the Penguins didn't have a long point streak like the Predators, but they started winning at the right time, right at the end, and they got themselves into a playoff position. And the Predators, I mean, they're holding on, thanks to that 18-game streak. But we'll see what happens this week. You know, they got a few huge games coming up. But I just don't like the way they're going into the playoffs. I mean, maybe this next week will change that for me. But, I mean, they are playing decent, but they're not playing like they were. In my opinion, they're not playing like they were during that streak. Unless teams are just playing them better. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I think a lot changes this time of year, to be honest with you. I think that some teams really start pushing to get that playoff berth. I mean, even Buffalo's still in the mix. It's going to be very difficult. And I don't know if Detroit's win today eliminates them or not. I'd have to look.
Not officially, but that really hurt that. I mean, because they only got 4 games left, so they have to win. They almost have to win out, and they got a huge game against Dallas, who's actually leading right now 2-1, and that's in Dallas. So, and Buffalo does have some. They got some tough games coming up. You know, they got Dallas, and then. And then they got Washington, Florida, and Tampa Bay. So it's very tough, and I just don't think they would have to win all four of them.
Tampa Bay's not going to, like,
and that's
people either.
And that's, And that's the last game. That's the 15th. So, and they're still battling for positioning. And Florida, they're still battling for, I mean, their division, even though they probably won't get it, but you never know. And then, of course, Washington and Dallas. I mean, Dallas, even if they win tonight, they won't actually clinch the division. So they're going to be battling, you know, Tuesday. They're going to want to go. That's in Dallas. So yeah, I don't think maybe Buffalo will get one win, maybe two. So I just think they're done.
You never know. I mean, they could be done, but I mean, wilder things have happened.
It's time. Let's see. I don't think I have much for the Admirals. So the AHL update.
I'll be honest. I don't have anything for the Griffins.
I know they've already clinched. So we mentioned that last week.
Yeah, both teams clinched.
So they're just kind of like, I don't think they have, you know, they're coming off a split against Texas. I don't know if they got the division yet or not. No, they don't. Well, yeah, the Admirals pretty much have the division. They're 8 points ahead of Griffins, so they pretty much have that locked down. I think they do have one more game against them. Coming up, and then they got 43 wins to Grand Rapids 34, so I think they pretty much will have the Central lockdown. So I don't think, and then, I mean, the Griffins do have to worry about potentially slipping to third. They're 5 points ahead, so.
I mean, they're still going to be in no matter what.
So, yeah, so they're
fighting for seeding right now.
So I don't know, I mean, I don't know how important those games are. You know, once teams they clinch, they want as high seedings as they can, but that's, we'll have more updates on them, you know, as we get into the playoff race or the playoffs for them. And they still have a couple weeks left. I think their last game is around the 21st or 22nd of April, so They go a little bit longer than the NHL. I think they start a little bit later.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that, you know, Kosa has a really good playoff run. I'd like to see him do really well in the playoffs. You know, just to kind of give the fans something a little bit to look forward to. I know he's done a hell of a job so far, but, you know, just hoping that he can kind of keep that momentum going.
So I guess we can roll on to some weekly picks. Let's start with the Predator side. As far as the Boston game, we both got that right. The St. Louis, I got that wrong. You got that right. And then the Islanders, I was right and you were wrong. And the Devils.
Did I pick a win against the Devils?
We flip-flopped.
Oh, did we?
I was right on the Devils and you were wrong. I flip-flopped. So I had a loss against the Islanders, a win against New Jersey, and you had the opposite. Preds lost to the Devils and a win against the Islanders.
Oh, did I? Okay.
And I called the opposite, which I don't understand. I don't know why you thought the Predators would beat the Islanders. But I think we talked about that. We talked about that last week. So again, I just before we jump into the Wings side, I'm just gonna see. I'll keep it the same. I'll keep a loss to Winnipeg. Just want to reiterate. I'm gonna keep a loss to Winnipeg. I think. Yeah, I'll keep a loss to Chicago. It's at Chicago, even though they just lost somebody today. And then I think they're going to finish win with Columbus and Pittsburgh, although that game kind of scared. But I just hope Pittsburgh either clinches or is eliminated before that game, because I don't know. And then are you going to keep your picks the same?
I already changed mine. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm going to keep
mine. So you picked a loss.
Loss against Winnipeg, win against Chicago. Yep, and then three following wins.
And then, so we're tied for the Preds side, 39. So it's going to be, you got one chance to get me, and that is the Chicago game. So on the Detroit side, Tampa Bay, we both got wrong. Rangers, I was right, you were wrong. And Buffalo, I was wrong and you were right. So it's kind of opposite. And then you are going to say keep the same for your watch.
I changed them. I'm going win against Washington, win against Pittsburgh, loss against Toronto, and then two wins back-to-back against Montreal.
Wow.
I think they're going to pull it. I think they're going to give me some magic here.
It would be nice.
I trashed them, but.
So let's see. I think, well, I did call a win against Washington, so I'm going to keep with that one because Washington's been, they haven't been looking. They just lost to Ottawa. I know Ottawa's been playing decent, you know, even though they're eliminated, but it wasn't overtime. Ottawa did beat them in overtime, but yeah, I just think Detroit can beat them. That's in Detroit as well. Yeah. And then I called a win against Pittsburgh, but I don't know. It's at Pittsburgh. I don't know if I want to change that because, I mean, I hate to change it, but I just think it's a huge game, and I just think Pittsburgh is going to win that game in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to have to change it to a loss. And then, obviously, I had already called Toronto a loss, and then I called the home game against Montreal a win, which is their home, their last home game. So it's their fan appreciation night, usually. And then the loss to Montreal. And then Columbus, and the Preds said the Columbus is their fan appreciation night, their last home game, so regular season home game. So that leads, that change will not affect the outcome as far as I got 44 wins to your 38. We did pick different with the Pittsburgh game, so you did one. And then, so there's two opportunities for you, so you can only get to four. So you can't beat me. So it looks like I'm going to beat you on the wing side.
That's okay. But I think with my heart.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I mean, I'm 57% with the wings, only 50 against the Preds. So I guess I don't know the Preds. They kind of, I don't know. The season's has been kind of
weird.
Yeah, I have to say, I didn't think they were going to be this good. I thought they were. I didn't either.
That's why I apologize. And I'll apologize. We had them selling the house.
I thought they would be down with like where Arizona, Calgary, and Seattle. And then Seattle did start hot, I believe, earlier in the year. And I think they ran into injury problems. But so overall, I have 83 and you're 77. I think I don't think you can catch me overall either. So I think the only one you can catch me is the Preds, because we're obviously tied.
So I'll take what I can get.
That's a lot better than last year. I was not even in the conversation. I think I was like last. And I think that's about it for this week. Yeah. A little bit over an hour this week. The Preds have four games left, but next week I'll have three, Winnipeg, Chicago, Columbus, because we record on Sunday again. They obviously won't play the Pittsburgh game. And then you have three, Washington, Pittsburgh, Toronto. Not sure when the playoffs will be starting because of the last game in the NHL is actually the 18th, I think it is. If they would start the playoffs the 19th, 20th, or 21st. Depending on when the playoffs start, and we might have, I mean, obviously we're going to have a show next week, but we might have one before the 21st is on Sunday. So we might still go the 21st, or we might have it, who knows, because, you know, the playoff, obviously wrap out the playoff matchups and all that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a playoff preview. So not sure when they would start the playoffs. So I guess we'll find out next week more on that. I think that's all I have for tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a wrap.
Big week coming up for the whole NHL. It's going to be a lot of exciting week, and stay tuned to your TVs and devices and everything, and try to get some post some stuff on social media for the playoff stuff, and you can find us on Facebook, Discord, Instagram by Pred Wings Podcast, and X and YouTube, we're at Pred Wings Pod, and our email is predwingspodcast@gmail.com. So thanks for tuning in to the Showtime episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Pred Wings Podcast.
Good night, Hockey Town.
See ya, Smashville.